Did you ever hear of a fence made of split rails?
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
It's just one kind of fence that the farmers build. It doesn't take any nails or anything. They lay it alternately, and it's zigzagging a little bit. The logs lay on top of each other, the split logs. That's back in Abe Lincoln's day. I've seen those up in New England, out in the country. Mm-hmm. And they build them up there out of rocks, too. They clear the fields and get the rocks out of the field and build a fence with them.
Is there any special, any name that would be called?
Just a split rail fence, I guess.
Well, the kind that are made with stones or rocks?
Oh, no. I suspect there is a name, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for something.
Put posts in.
Okay. What would be the sender of that? If you just had one.
Post?
Okay. Oh. Did you ever hear of something you put in a hen's nest to make
a
short laying?
Put a nest egg.
A nest egg?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a real egg?
No. Be a china egg. The kind you use the darn stockings on. Put posts in.
Is it just in the shape of an egg?
Mm-hmm.
How would you darn?
You ever seen one?
No.
They're shaped just like an egg, just about the same size. We never did it. When the hen gets ready to lay, she just sets, and then they start putting the eggs under her. They try to put it under her. We got a hen out on the barn that raised some little ducks from duck eggs that we gathered up. About 7 or 8 duck eggs.
Yeah, didn't she wonder when the ducks...
Well, we often wondered what she thought. We didn't have any water anywhere around, so they couldn't get into water, but she took them around and showed them how to catch bugs.
Did you have a special bucket that you'd throw waste food from the kitchen into?
Garbage. Pail.
Did your husband have some pigs on his farm?
No, but his uncle did.
But did you ever hear of something called a slop bucket?
Yeah.
Would that be the same thing as a garbage pail?
No. I don't think so. Used it in connection with the pigs. They fed the pigs slop, so that might be a slop bucket.
What would you call something? I guess it was especially prevalent, you know, like in really, really old times. That, you know, big that you cook things in, or I guess
big kettle.
Were there any other names for it? Did you ever heard of?
I don't know of any other. I don't think I ever used any other.
Did y'all have a kettle?
Well, we've got, it was a big cook pot, maybe, the big iron kettle. But we always called everything kettles.
But you never had one of those real huge ones, did you?
Cauldron? Is that what you're after?
No, I was just wondering, if you ever had one.
No.
No,
they used to have these big iron used to boil wash in the old days out over an open fire. Mm-hmm. They'd put their white clothes in this big iron pot and boil them up.